Hi, this is Dr. John Day. Welcome to podcast number 168. Why haven't I lost weight after exercising? This is probably one of the top few questions that I get in my cardiology practice. In fact, the idea that exercise alone causes weight loss is probably, at least in my mind, the biggest weight loss myth. And in this podcast, I'm going to share with you the science behind exercise and weight loss. This is a typical conversation from a usual cardiology clinic visit. Now then, I said, looking down at a recent patient's chart, which showed that she was carrying at least 50 pounds more than even a fuller-bodied, healthy person should be, let's talk about some ways to get back down to a healthier weight. Oh, doctor, she immediately protested, my back is in too much pain to exercise. I hear this all the time. And if it's not the back, it's a knee or something else. And it's something I used to believe as well. As soon as I start to talk with my patients about getting back to a healthy weight, they tell me why they can't exercise. That's fine, I always say, because we don't need to talk about exercise yet. Let's put first things first. Truth be told, medical studies show that exercise alone doesn't cause weight loss. That's because in the overwhelming majority of cases, the more we exercise, the more we eat. The Gatorade, the latte, or the muffin you consume after your workout completely erases the calories you happen to burn in your gym class. For most people, weight loss doesn't come from exercise. Rather, it comes from food choices. If you really could lose weight by exercising, I suspect you'd see a lot of thin people. While studies show that exercise is critically important to maintaining a healthy weight, it really isn't very good at getting you there. So there's a distinction there. To maintain a healthy weight, exercise is probably the most important thing you can do. But to get to a healthy weight, to lose the weight, exercise doesn't do very well in clinical studies. So let me give you a tip. Exercise for the right reasons. Exercising to lose weight is like driving your car more to save on gas. True, your car may become a bit more efficient if you're driving it frequently. However, the more you drive, the more gas you need to put in your car. The same is true with us. The more you exercise, the hungrier you get, and the more food you need to put in your body. Now, that doesn't mean exercise isn't healthy. Of course it is, particularly when it comes to heart health, but also when it comes to brain, muscle, and bone health. But for losing weight, not so much. And once you know this, it can be exceptionally freeing. That's because a lot of people do exercises they don't particularly enjoy on the notion that they need to be doing those things to lose weight. And because they don't see weight loss results, their only reward is frustration. When you exercise for the right reasons, though, it's easy to see results. If you exercise for fun, and lo and behold, you actually can have fun exercising, hey, that's a great result. If you exercise daily to improve your cardiovascular health, you're likely to start seeing results in your heart rate, breathing rate, and endurance in just a few short weeks. And if you use exercise as an excuse to spend time with family members and friends, you'll start reaping the benefits right away. So my question for you is, do you agree with the study showing that exercise alone causes little to no weight loss? Has that been your experience, or have you experience something else? I'd love to hear from you. Please go on to my website, drjohnday.com. This is blog number 168, Why Haven't I Lost Weight After Exercising? Scroll down to the bottom, leave your comments, post your questions, and I'll do my best to try to answer every question. As always, if you've liked listening to this article, please sign up for my weekly newsletter. It's free. That way you won't miss a thing. Also, please rate me on iTunes, Stitcher. By getting those reviews in, it helps us to move up in the rankings, move up in the search engine results, so that we can help to get our message out to more people. And until next time, keep living better. And of course, if you've liked what you've just listened to, hey, please sign up for my free weekly newsletter so you won't miss a thing. And if you could be so kind to leave a review on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to this your fine podcast. That really helps us to get the word out. So thank you so much for tuning in. And until next time, keep living better.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. John Day Show. Now is the time for you to live better. Go to drjohnday.com to sign up for Dr. Day's newsletter, daily success tools, and more. It's never too late to change.